Do all of you have that now for those of you that use Zoom? It's like, why do they need to make the lady talk out loud? I don't know. Anyway, I'm so happy to be here with everybody. Before we jump in for today, a couple of housekeeping pieces. So first of all, if you haven't seen it yet, there are a couple of supplemental recordings for you. Number one, there is a model coaching on visioning and strategizing. That's an audio only. And that's where we go through and kind of, you can, it's a class from a previous cycle, and you can hear me coaching a woman named Erin, we do visioning and strategizing, one way, right? A way of doing visioning and strategizing, and then we break it down. So you've got that. LV a couple of weeks ago had asked what, if I had any materials on how to do visioning as a visualization. And I went to start creating materials for it. I was like, you know what? The best thing to do would just be to model a way to do a visioning visualization. And so LV and I got together and we did a 20-minute session where we did some kind of somatic, we can always call it somatic visioning. So that, as when I last checked, it didn't yet hit the member center. I thought it was already there, but hopefully by the end of the day today, that will be there for you. And again, that's one way to do a visualization while visioning. There's so many different ways. And then we also last week, there was a bonus call where we spent a good amount of the time looking at some deeper strategizing tools and techniques. And then we have a little Q&A at the end. So if you haven't, if you weren't able to be there live, or if you haven't checked out that recording, there's some really good stuff in there as well. So that's all there for you to take in as you're ready. The other housekeeping piece I wanted to mention, I know some of you, I'll see you live next week at the Art of Client Transformation. I'm so happy and excited that you'll be there. Thank you for telling your friends. There's still more time to register, either if you want to claim your free ticket or if you want to tell your friends they have free tickets. So please come, and thank you in advance for all of you that have shared with your friends and colleagues about sacred depths. People have been stepping into the next cycle. And for those of you that have shared about Art of Client Transformation, I every single referral I just take so deeply into my heart, and I appreciate so much. So thank you, thank you. Today, we're going to do something different, something that we haven't done before. One of you are going to coach another one of you on our call today. We're going to get there in a couple of minutes. I'm dropping it now. So think about who wants to be courageous and volunteer on either end. But before we get there, I just want to do a check-in and see what's been resonating for you by way of visioning, strategizing, or anything else, questioning, creating awareness? What have you been noticing? What is maybe a celebration that you want to share, having to do with your client work, your group work, your inner work? I'd love to hear from a couple of you, hear some of your voices. What are some questions? What are some things you're noticing, seeing, taking away? What is it that you want to celebrate? And I know we're like right the day after Memorial Day. So your minds may not totally be, you know, in it, but what is it that you want to share or ask? Anyone want to share? I'm hoping at least one of you can hear your voices. Rose.
Yes. I'll share. It seems that, can you hear me?
Now I can.
It seems that whatever we are doing in Sacred Depths starts mirroring in my life and in my coaching sessions. You know, I don't have, you know, tons of clients, but the ones I have, I just keep going deeper with. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sort of in awe of, I guess, this mirroring and integrating process that we're doing here. And, you know, I always, because I'm me, I always think I could be doing it better and deeper. But after every call I get off and I go, wow, I am changing and they are changing. My clients are. So I would like to acknowledge, I guess, you know, that your training, myself, this container, which I feel really, you know, like I have found my tribe of people. And so I just feel really acknowledged in many ways in this group, and it's showing up in my life. So that's what I
have. I'm so happy to hear it, Rose. I know one of your pieces is like to feel that confidence, you know, in the work and in yourself. And I really see that coming through. I'm not surprised to hear that you're going deeper, but I'm thrilled to hear that you're going deeper. It's so amazing. Yay.
So can I just add, because I am a learning partner with Rose, I just want to add just sort of another viewpoint about that. I'll just speak to her for a second, though you will often show up with these doubts. The minute we drop into a coaching experience, she goes so deep, and it's so that she just, her whole presence is just, there's this great holding and container that she creates, and it's really lovely. So I just want to acknowledge you for seeing yourself in that, and also my own experience of you that way.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that, Rose. Are you taking that in? Oh, we can't hear you.
Yes, I'm practicing receiving. So I'm just really practicing these things. And yes, thank you, Kim. It's really been a beautiful experience in with Kim and then with my clients too. So thank you.
Beautiful. Anyone else want to share a celebration? What's been resonating, marinating around visioning or strategizing or anything that we've been looking at or any questions? Take one more share. Naomi.
Hi, everyone. I just want to say I've been taking a different approach since, I guess, that practicum we had a while ago of looking at how to structure, putting new things out there. And I'm running this 9-week workshop series, and I kept planting. If anyone wants to have one-on-one coaching, let me know. And I kept planting and planting it, and someone took me up on it. So celebrating that. And I am inspired by the way you always keep putting out the next thing and the next thing and the bonuses. So I am about to drop a seed and say, if anyone wants to have a practice facilitation session after the 9 weeks, then here's another offering. So it feels great to just to be in this abundance mindset for folks that I am I'm facilitating in these in this work and for myself.
I love that. I'm so happy and excited, Naomi. That's great. And it feels like I love the words that you put to it, this abundance mindset, and also even the way you're using your hands, it feels like this more of an open, you know, opening yourself up and opening yourself up. Beautiful. Linda.
Hi. So I just have something to celebrate that I, not one of your questions, but related. I listened to Makeda Pennycook's, you know, talk in our course. And I then also signed up for a little workshop with her on boundaries, and just because I wanted to see her coaching style or facilitating style. But anyway, what I did is I ended up, okay, I'll make this succinct. I have been leading talks on racism and systemic racism. And so long story short is it's for this American Women's Club in Amsterdam, and they never pay for speakers ever, ever, ever. And so I said that it was not okay with me that we not, that she not be paid. And it's like somebody, you know, having somebody abused, teach her abuser. I said, it's not okay. And we need to hear from somebody who's living this experience besides, you know, the books and the articles. Anyway, so they agreed, and I paid Makeda's normal rate, and she gave the talk, and it went well, and that's it. So I'm just proud that I, you know, really stepped out and fought for it and went against whatever the normal conventions are. And and that's it. And I'm going to be leading this again next year, because the club goes to June and then starts again in September, but I'm going to go ahead and do this again. And yeah. And so a lot of the things that we are doing in the class, since I'm not coaching clients, I'm working on my other courses right now, I have been using in these, you know, as I facilitate in these groups. So anyway, I just want to celebrate that one little, you know, bonus session resulted in a paid engagement to an international audience to make a difference in women's lives.
Yes. A huge celebration, Linda, huge. You're walking your talk, and you're such an advocate, and using all the skills. It's amazing. And I'm so glad that you connected with Makeda, because she, yeah,
thank you so much.
Incredible. I'm so thank happy. Oh, such good stuff. All right. Well, so here's what we're going to do. One of you hopefully will volunteer to be the coach, and one of you will volunteer to be the client. And we'll do a little bit of a shortened coaching session, or shortened by my standards, I guess. We'll do about 30 minutes. You'll have 30 minutes of coaching. And this is learning for everybody. In fact, people that are observing, everybody's going to learn, whether you're coaching or coachee or observing, but you're not missing out. If you're observing, you will likely learn the most, because we'll have this opportunity in this held space to really take everything that we've been learning so far. And, you know, we have been integrating this whole time, but integrate, you know, even more. So for those of us that we'll be listening to the coaching session, we've got some specific assignments. So we want to use our deep listening skills and our presence. And what I want everybody to be listening for, a couple of things. So number one, energetics, right? What are the energetics happening in the coaching container that we're observing? What is the practitioner's presence? You know, what do we notice about their presence? What do we notice about the relationship? I want us all to also be listening for what is it that, you know, what are we, similar to our listening practicum, what do we hear coming from the client? What is important to them? What are their priorities? What are their fears? What are the patterns that we hear? I want us to be listening for how the coach or the practitioner is creating awareness. And all the different ways that we looked at creating awareness, mirroring, reflecting the truth, honoring what is, celebrating, acknowledging, you know, using personal narrative or myth as story to create awareness. Consulting, right? That's a way of creating awareness. I want to invite us to be listening to the questions that are being asked, the strategizing and the visioning that's happening. And as we listen to all of it, and all these things, I want us to be making note of what's going really well. You know, what are the things that are just really like, wow, notable, you know? And also, what might you do differently if you were the practitioner? What different question might you ask, or road might you go down, or awareness might you create, or vision, you know, whatever it is, what might you do differently? And then the third thing I want you to be thinking about is, what question do you have for the practitioner about decisions that they made, or why they made a certain choice that they made, right? So we're going to be thinking about what's going really, really well, what we might do differently, and what we want to ask the practitioner. A couple of ground rules, I guess, is the best way to put it. Number one, it is very courageous to volunteer in any event, right? And especially to volunteer as the practitioner. So just acknowledgement and honoring ahead of time, right? But what's important here is to know is this is not, we're not ripping anyone's skills apart at all. This is all going to be done with respect and love and for everybody's learning. I'm a little bit of a stickler. And I will be sharing, I might have done this differently or that differently, right? But there's never just one way, right? Hopefully one of the things that everyone is learning is that there's not one way at all. And there's very rarely a wrong way. Every now and again, there's a wrong way, but there's actually very rarely a wrong way. Right. So all of this is for all of our learning. Another ground rule is if you are the practitioner, don't get too fancy. Let's not do like too many somatic, you might know like cool techniques, all that, because that won't help our learning. Like we'll all be wowed and think it's so cool. let's not do this to impress. Let's do this to kind of look at all the skills that we've been learning so far. No chat, right? Well, like for the actual coaching time, let's not use the chat. Let's really focus presence. And Sonia's asking if everybody but the coach and coachee can turn their camera off so that they can follow. I think that's a great idea too. All right, any questions before I ask for volunteers? No? All right. Who would like to volunteer? And if more than one of you volunteer for either thing, I'm just going to choose intuitively. It says nothing about who you are based on what I choose. I'm just going to choose intuitively based on today's energy, you know, who it is. But so who would like to volunteer to be our practitioner? Who would like to volunteer to be our practitioner? Can raise your hand. Looks like Julia's the only one. Great, Julia. Thank you. Julia will be our practitioner. Wonderful. Who would like to volunteer to be our client? Who's got an issue that they would like support on today? Like to be our client. Natalie. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Natalie, our two courageous volunteers. All right, so I'll put my camera, I'll turn it off in a moment, but let me just say a couple things before I do. So you'll have 30 minutes from when you start, and I'm not gonna interrupt, Julia, so it's up to you to also know the time. Okay. What I will do though, is I will take myself off mute. If you go past the 30 minutes, I will stop you, okay? I might give you like a minute leeway to finish up, you know, whatever, but I'll let you know when you're done, if you're not done by then. There was something else that I wanted to say. Oh, just as a reminder of containers, how you want to start and how you want to end the session is important. So just be thinking about that as well. And I think that's it. You ready?
Just to clarify, this is, my internet was a bit unstable. This is putting into practice all the different parts that we have learned so far, correct?
Exactly. You don't have to think too, I don't want you to think too much, like I need to make sure, right? But we're looking at all the skills.
And also, Joanna, I just had a question. Does it have to, so, okay, yeah, I guess it answers it. It doesn't have to be specifically to do with visioning, like what I need visioning on. It can be
any issue that you've got going on right now that you're like, I could use some support, so long as it's not straight up consulting, right? We're not going to. Right. But any issue that you're like, I could use some insight and looking at it and going deeper, is personal, professional, whatever it is. All right.
Okay.
All right. And so, and everybody should be taking lots of notes. I'm going to be taking lots of notes too. All right. Have fun. Enjoy. I'm going to put myself on mute now.
Okay. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Julia. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We're going to spend half an hour with each other. I've turned on the timer. So before we start, I'll ask you to take a few deep breaths. A few deep breaths with a slow exhale. Slow exhale, that's right. If you could do that twice more for me, please. That's right. And the third one, just feel that stress leaving the body. Let's clear the air, clear the mind. Stay present and focused. That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell me, Nat, what would you like to get from our time together today?
Thank you so much for that. I really needed that. I would love to get a little bit more clarity around this notion of trusting myself and what I'm finding, interestingly, what Rose said earlier, I'm finding that my life is really paralleling a lot with what I'm learning. And what I'm finding is that the more I'm kind of stepping up and I'm creating my business, I'm in the process of creating my business, getting clear on my niche, and I really want to focus on relationships, and I'm in a relationship, and it's giving me a lot of food for what I would love to share. What I'm finding is that when I'm coming up against these fears and what I'm finding is I'm coming up against real like doubt and can I do this? And I'm finding doubt in like a lot of areas in my life. Like right now, we're in a really good place, me and my relationship, but I keep kind of vacillating between it's really great. And then when things perhaps don't go to plan, maybe they don't flow. And I can find myself like wanting to go, I can't do this, you know? And it's a sabotaging pattern that just wants to give up and like do a runner. And I really want to watch this, and I really want to learn what I would love to learn. I want to really learn to really lean much more into the discomfort of kind of panic that tends to happen when things aren't perhaps going to plan, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Now, right now you said things are going great in your relationship, but the doubts do come up.
Yeah.
What do you notice about the doubts coming up? Is this when you're coming up with an idea, or is it when it's time to implement your ideas, or when do these thoughts show up? Or is it when you wake up and you're like, oh crap, it's Tuesday, I need to do something?
What do you mean, in my relationship specifically, or in my,
or even like in generally? Life, yeah, with the relationship. Mm-hmm.
So the doubts are coming when I'm in the business, in the creating the business, and I'm getting like really, really clear on what I'm offering women. And I'm writing down these kind of practices and these tools and like how I'm here to really help, and like getting really clear. Yeah, this is exactly what I want to help women with. And then feeling like an absolute imposter when I'm coming up against this, this really core thing that I want to help women with in my relationship. And I'm like finding it really hard to navigate it. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm in this position where I'm trying to balance the need, my needs and my partner's needs, for example. That's a really core teaching for me. That's what I live by, this like honoring my needs and honoring my partner's needs. And I find when I'm in that experience of like, what do I need? And I'm trying to explain what I need, and I'm trying to hear my partner's needs, and I'm reacting and I'm being really reactive, and I'm like, oh, I can't do this, you know, who am I to teach women when I'm like finding it hard to navigate it myself. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean absolutely, I completely understand, as someone who's also building a business, but also it's, you know, when you try and practice what you preach, right?
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
This sense that there's a lot of constriction around your ideas, like who you should be, how you should be. When you were growing up and going to school or in your family, what was the dynamics when it came to learning? What was that like for you when it came to learning and trying new things?
You know what? That's really interesting, because I feel like my mum was a little bit, I think she might have been a bit overprotective. And, you know, it was if I said I didn't want to do something, you know, because I was scared, she would be like, she wouldn't actually go, no, do it. You know, this is going to actually be really strengthening for you. She would be perhaps a little bit, she'd go, okay Natalie, it's okay, you don't have to do that thing that scares you, kind of thing. So like in this moment, actually, I'm really realizing that that I feel like when things got hard when I was a kid, my mum would be quite like overprotective. So now as an adult, when things kind of get hard or I'm faced with something that's just like, oh my God, what do I do here? And I go into, this must be the wrong path then, or I'm not sure. And I can easily think that it's wrong, like think that it's the wrong path, think that it's the wrong relationship, think that it's not right for me, instead of this is all part of it. You know, this is all part of the journey. This is all part of the process. This is what I want. This is giving me food for, instead of just like completely doubting and really actually sabotaging the good that I've got going on, really. So that's really interesting. I haven't really thought about that But yeah, I think my mom definitely kind of protected me from not wanting to get hurt, I suppose, you know?
Correct. Okay. So it would make sense that you would want to protect yourself from getting hurt, right?
Yeah. When you come across... Exactly.
Okay. So, I mean, so those feelings are there for very valid reason. They want to protect you, right?
Right. Exactly. They do.
What do they want to protect you from, do you think?
Oh, my God. I don't know. As you're speaking, I'm really realizing as well that I feel like there's this, I'm worried that I'm making a wrong, like, I don't know, there's this big, there's this big impact. Like, if I make the wrong decision, that's like the worst thing that could happen kind of thing. You know, like if I choose wrong, if I get this wrong, if I choose wrong, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't trust myself to be able to cope or something. God.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Like now cope with what? Hard. The result?
With when things get like really, when things get really challenging, it's like, oh my God, it's almost like I almost don't want to admit it because it's really vulnerable and I feel, you know, I want to be the one that's like, yeah, I can take on any challenge and I can look at it in the eyes and go, I can do this. But I feel like if I'm, there's a permanence to it, you know, there's like a permanence to it. If I make this choice, I'm going to be a relationship coach and I'm in this relationship and these are the commitments and I've made this commitment and this, there's a kind of almost permanence to it that kind of scares me a little bit, because if it is the wrong path, or not that I, of course I want to be a coach, I absolutely want to share this knowledge and I want to be a relationship coach, and I feel like that is what I'm not questioning. I feel like I'm questioning if I can do it, I guess. Maybe if I can do it. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go there.
Sorry.
No. Everything's allowed here, right? All your parts.
Thanks, Julia.
Everything's allowed here, right?
You're amazing, by the way. You're doing so well.
What would happen if you made the wrong choice? What would happen?
I feel like if I made the wrong choice, that I'll be unhappy.
With a wrong choice?
Yeah. That I will, okay. Yeah. That I'll guess I'll Is suffer.
This, you'll suffer, okay. Is this coming from a previous experience in which you felt you made the wrong choice?
Yeah, I think so. I think because I have made some wrong choices, you know, and I felt like the impact of that. And
right, and you don't want to do that again.
I think as I'm speaking, I know that the right choice is definitely the path of like helping and facilitating women and everything that path entails. I think it's like going through these doubts in my current, you know, partnership, and deep down I do know that it's amazing and it's really giving me just so much beautiful like awareness and growth. And interestingly, it's paralleled with creating my business, which is about relationships. It's like, of course. And as I said, it's really great now. It's just, I feel like I want to be able to navigate it when those doubts do come, which they do, you know. And
okay. So what, if you go back to one or two times when you felt you really let yourself down, that you know, that it really put a dent on the self-trust. Knowing what you know now,
yes.
What can you tell that part of yourself?
I mean, that is such an amazing question, because even just you saying that has made me realize there were no, of course there were no wrong choices, because I know so much because of those choices. I know so much because of those choices. Like, I wouldn't be where I am. And yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
So what would you tell you then, knowing what you know now?
I would, sorry, say that. So what would I tell myself now to myself
back then? Knowing what you know now.
I would say that every experience is all part of my growth and my evolution, and that there is no like wrong choice that happens. There is just experience. There is just learning. There is all just refining where I'm going, refining what I want. And I do know that in the moment, you know, it's clear when we know we need to make a decision, we make it. And sometimes we get it wrong, and sometimes it leads us to a great place, but either way, there's a lot of juicy learning on the way.
And what would you like to forgive of the previous mistakes that you made, or maybe how you thought or treated yourself, or what would you like to release from those experiences that you don't need to hang on to today?
I would like to definitely, release any kind of guilt or feeling that I did something wrong, any shame about it, any embarrassment about it. I really want to just soothe and know that there is no wrong choice, actually.
In that spirit, considering that you're going to keep walking and making these amazing plans and the doubts will come up, what would you like to tell that part of yourself? What would you like to tell that part of yourself? Because she's listening right now.
Yeah. Such good questions. Thank you, Julia. This is amazing. I really just want that part of myself that doubts to know that she is completely safe, and that whatever she chooses is always gonna lead to ultimately what I'm asking for, which is growth, which is expansion. And just kind of go for it and do it and be with what's right in front of me, and not be so past and future about it, and be really in it, really in the moment of it. And I feel like in this moment I'm just worry and doubt and fear all like in this zone of like past and future, and really, you know, I'm not living right now in this moment and enjoying this moment and what it's gonna bring. I think that's like part of the maybe the perfectionist, you know, that just wants it all. You know, that just wants it all figured out, wants it all, like, you know, exactly as, you know, but yeah.
And you're creative, right? So that's to be expected. That you would have standards, that you would have expectations.
Yeah.
So what can you do for that part of you when she does come out and she says, "Nat, I'm not comfortable here. I'm not used to this." What can you do then when she comes up? What message do you want to send her, and how can you do that?
Well, when she's like having a moment of like panic and doubt and like wants to kind of give up.
Yeah,
I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, just I keep feeling like a definite soothing of the mind, because when that happens, it's like I feel like the mind just kind of starts looping and panics a little bit. So the best thing. Mm-hmm.
So what kinds of things? Yeah, what would ground you?
Pardon?
What would ground you?
What would ground me? Yeah, I keep feeling like, you know, I know Raquel will be watching this. She does a lot of work with me around this. Like just trees, nature, just the, even just visioning trees and nature and listening to music and all my resources, like that really, really helps me get out of my head. You know, dancing, loads of things that I know that I could do that actually I don't do in those moments. I just, I kind of go into overanalyzing mode and think of all the reasons why. Yeah, I start to overanalyze it. So I feel like, yeah, just a lot more grounding, meditation, and communication about that vulnerability, actually, rather than getting off the specifics and the nitpicking,
and,
you know.
And, yeah, okay. And so just speaking with a part of you, the one that is not used to, you know, meeting challenges and overcoming them, because there was a way out and now there isn't, it's you. What can you tell her right now in terms of your commitment? Like how will you take care of her, you know, before she comes up and during the time she comes up, because you are going on in your business and she comes up when you're making, you know, moves with your business. So what can you tell her right now? What can you give her?
Just, yeah, a big hug and just letting her know and really encouraging her and letting her know that it's supposed to be scary, actually. I feel like that's a really big piece for me. It's like knowing that there's supposed to be challenges on the way. There's supposed to be, you know, those moments where it's like, what, you know, what do I do?
And
the moments of doubt and the, like, these are, it's like knowing that it's normal. It's like normalizing that for myself and not trying to reach for this like perfect state of like joy all the time, you know. It's like knowing that it is going to be uncomfortable, it is going to be rocky, and especially the more that I step up, especially the more I, you know, get clear and do this work and value myself.
How do you feel as you say all this?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel really good. I'm so glad this is being recorded. Yeah, Julia, thank you. I feel like that it is, yeah, it's almost so simple, you know, it's so simple. And I know this, you know, it's like when you're asking me these questions, it's like, I know, it's like there are these two sides. There's just two aspects, isn't there? There's like the wise one the wise woman that knows, that like really just knows her worth and knows how to navigate stuff and just can hold this, can just hold whatever comes up. And then there's like the little girl that's kind of panicking. That's just, you know, yeah, and wants to kind of do a runner and hide. So yeah, it's really like bringing these aspects together and anchoring and holding and actually recognizing it when it is, like knowing that it is doubt, like knowing that it is oh yeah, that's that pattern that's coming up again, and kind of realizing that that's what it is. So I can catch it early, you know. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So moving forward, when little girl comes up and she's like, I don't like this mat, I'm not feeling this. What are you going to do or say, or how are you going to handle it?
When the little girl is saying, I can't do this, I'm gonna, I've got this picture of me like holding, you know, holding her hand, and just holding her hand and letting her know that I've got her, and that she can do, she can do anything.
I felt when you were speaking, I felt it go down my body. How do you feel?
A mixture of things, just moved. It's such a lesson to keep connecting to that that child part of me, you know, that just wants love. And it's interesting because the last week, that like that little girl part of me is almost being a bit needy. Hate to admit. In like a lot of aspects of my life, and but that is really because I need to give her love, you know, I need to give her more love.
And that is something you so know how to do.
Say again.
That is something that you definitely know how to do.
Yeah, thank you, Julia. I feel like, it's so powerful just to even see that, you know, like watch that for myself and see the adult me really like leading the scared part of me, you know, and really like feeling into that energy. Feeling into that energy of the strength in me, you know.
I'm so glad.
Thank you so much.
So we do have a couple more minutes. So was there anything else that you wanted to add to that or tap into or sit with? The time is yours.
Sorry, last thing.
Or sit with? The time is yours.
It's really interesting because I feel like now I've got into such a good place. I feel like I know what to do, you know, and it's just really reminding myself of in those moments, you know, like in those, like when I'm actually in those moments, to just keep reminding me to really like almost separate that part of myself and just know that it is the pattern and this kind of old pattern that's coming up, and that it is the child, the kind of child, the unhealed child part of me, that needs a bit of attention. And I feel like that is really what it is when that comes up, you know, the doubt and the lack of trust, or like the beliefs, or that I can't do this, or that I'm not good enough, or the imposter, like all of those things. I feel like when they come up, it is flagging up actually an opportunity for me to really love myself more, and like flagging up an opportunity to go, hey, Nat, there's something up here. Can you just listen to me for a bit?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. You know, God, because I just, it's God. You know, I make it about the external like so much, and it's so important to realize it's so an opportunity for healing in that moment. Yeah.
And that could only make you better, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. That is so powerful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. It's so weird. So I had a dream. I know we're not supposed to chat, but I had a dream last night that I was going to do this, and I was so scared. Well, I woke up literally with a knot in my stomach. Like, I'm not going to do it. No. I get nervous. I just get nervous speaking in sacred depths as it is amongst all these beautiful, amazing women. And then I was like, I can't do it. I'm not going to be coached in front of all those women. And then no one put their hand up. And then I thought, oh God, I've got to do it. My dream coming true. So anyway, it's been really scary. But thank you so much, Julia, for holding amazing space and making me realize some beautiful things. So
my pleasure. Thank you for playing with me.
Yay! So well done all around. Thank you, Natalie, for being willing. I love that you had the dream. You had the opportunity. Thank you for being willing and vulnerable. Julia, amazing, amazing job. Can we just all like give some thumbs up for both of them, or yay? Because that took a lot of courage. Yes. Okay, so Natalie, I come back to you a little bit later, and I want you to participate in this whole discussion. Julia, I want to ask you a question, and then we're going to open up for more discussion too. You did such a great job. What's one thing that you really want to celebrate from that session about yourself? Or your skills, or how you showed up, or something you did. What's one thing that you're just like, yeah, I'm so glad?
Yeah, it's interesting you said that, because when you initially asked the question, I was thinking, I want to celebrate her. She made it so easy.
Well, I know, that's why I said about you. Kind of feeling.
And then I'm like, me? Honestly, I raised my hand and really raise them without meaning to, but something in me was like, do it. I'm glad I showed up.
I am too. And you really did.
Everything is falling apart around, and I'm like, no. And it was like, put your hand up, wave until she calls you.
Yes. I'm so glad that you did. You did really show up. Good. All right, so I want to ask, let's start with what Julia did really well. Like, what are some things that you noticed that really worked, that you really appreciated, that you learned from that Julia did? What are some things from her coaching that you want to pull out that are important to note? Chelsea.
The first thing I noticed was just a lot of warmth about her. Like, she created a strong container, but also just like had so much warmth and like really big smile. And just like, I felt really at ease in, you know, even though I wasn't the one being coached, of just like felt her being so genuine and so just loving in the space that she was creating, which I thought was really, really important.
Yes, 100%. Thank you for bringing that forward. The container, right? Julia really, and she did it quickly. I don't even know if Julia or Natalie have ever interacted personally together or not, right? But within a matter of moments, Julia was able to really start to set that container. She started off with saying, thanks so much for doing this with me, right? Along with that energy that you're talking about, Chelsea, the smiling, the warmth, right? So, and just all of that, right? Is like creating that relationship, creating that container, starting to create trust, 100%. And then we saw that throughout, that warmth. The other thing she did to create the container was the grounding, right? After the thanks for doing this with me, let's get grounded. Good. Naomi.
Julia, it was so beautiful and brilliant to witness you, and thanks for your courage, Nat. Julia, I felt like you really threaded, you really made connections between when you asked about past and you brought it into the present. And each time you asked a question, yeah, that connected to the little girl, you were able to, you know, support Nat in reflecting on how does this serve you now? You know, not just let this reflection be floating in midair for her to make sense. You supported her to create that space to really build those connections and threads. So I really appreciated how you did that. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, just the I think there are a couple things in what you said, Naomi, just that connection with that part of herself, the threading there, but then keeping it in the present, right? Like, how does that apply to the present? How do you want to use that? You know, what, so yes, 100%. Elijah.
I just want to say thank you so much to both of you. You're amazing. So honor your courage in doing this. Justin, you were both so beautiful. It was a joy to watch. It was such a joy to watch. Julia, I have a lot of notes. And then one thing, because I know everybody's going to have a lot of things to say, but I want to really acknowledge the way that you said to her, what are you going to do when the doubts come up? And I love that so much, because with our clients, we can have an aha and it can feel like things go away. And yet, like, of course they're going to come up again. And so it's so wonderful to play it forward and think, what tools can I access when this happens again? I just love the reality of that. It's going to happen again. And I just thought that was so powerful and so beautiful. And you kept at her because she wasn't quite getting there. and I love that too, Nat, because you were like talking around it a little bit. And I think that was also awesome to see your process. And then just that simple, I just gave myself the chills. You guys are awesome. the simplicity of like, I'm going to hold her hand. And that also really felt powerful to me. So just really want to honor how much I gained from witnessing you both. So thank you so, so, so much. It was really beautiful.
Thanks, Elijah. Yeah, so much in what you just shared, the sticking with it, right? Because sometimes we'll ask a question and the client, and Julia did such a beautiful job of just continuing to come back and gently but powerfully holding that space. The normalizing that the self-doubt is going to come up again, right? It's so important, because sometimes we'll do a session with a client, they'll have a breakthrough, but we don't want them leaving the session thinking, and now you're fixed, right? Like, it's over, right? So the normalizing, and then the what will you do when it comes up? That's actually a strategizing question, right? That is starting to create a strategy for moving forward based on the information, the awareness, the breakthroughs that came through in the session. Awesome. Who else? What else do you want to pull out from what Julia did, what happened that really worked well, that you really noted? Linda.
Yeah, I was in awe that she was just question after question. Because I would normally, you know, have other types of comments or whatever, but she just was always asking the right question or moving my questions. I was like, wow, that's so cool. So I like that. I like that she stayed in the question of it. Yeah, almost the entire session. Yeah.
Yeah, you're so right. I didn't even notice that until you said it, but it's so true. Like Julia really just, she focused on, there are some comments, but really focused on asking questions that would create new awarenesses. Awesome. Solway.
Oh my goodness. I just want to check. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, it looks like you can. Okay. My sound is different today. That was so beautiful to watch. Thank you, both of you. I took so many notes and I just want to honor both of you. And Julia, there were so many things that were so amazing that I would acknowledge, and I would echo the warmth and the safety, the space that you created. And one of the things that I wrote down, I don't know what Nat said, but you just, it was towards the beginning, you said everything is allowed here. And I love that you named that. Just, I mean, I you know, I think you create that space already with your energy and the way you hold space, but also just sometimes we need to name that for one another, right? That we can bring everything is allowed here. So I wanted to acknowledge that statement, because I felt like even more softening. I don't know if that's what you felt, Nat, but I felt it in myself when you said it too. So yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're bringing that forward. That was such a beautiful moment in terms of energetics, tightening the container, really supporting the client. Everything is allowed here. I think she said afterwards, all your parts. You know, so yes, 100%. Beautiful. Rose.
Yes, I just am building on what others have said about staying in the, staying with the question and what happened with that. So Julia said, what would you like to tell yourself? What can you do? What would ground you? How can you take care of her? So as she kept coming back to these questions, what it's like building the ground of the energetic container, so that Natalie then felt, I noticed that she just moved into almost self-coaching. It just kept popping all these memories and things, which were not even, you know, they just blossomed out of this fertile ground that Julia kept building on. So because at first I was like, she's kept coming back, and it was so fruitful because it was fertile. It got more and more fertile by doing that. So that was really helpful for me to witness. You two were fabulous. Thanks.
Yeah, 100%. Sometimes the questions in that whole series were the same. Sometimes there was just like a variation on words here and there, but it continued to yield. Kim.
Again, that was just wonderful to witness. So thank you for that. I loved the flow. It was almost like if they hadn't known better, you'd think it was scripted on both of your parts. It was so beautiful. And I think that in and of itself, to me, speaks to your presence. Of really being with each other, but Julia in particular, your willingness to just be with her and to allow your own intuition to come forward with the next right question that would help her move. And it was so beautiful to witness that. And I loved how you, you know, you weren't hesitant to say, you know, what would happen if you made the wrong choice? And what would you like to forgive or release? You know, forgiveness sometimes has a zing. And so release was another way to let her have that. And I just thought the words that you selected and the way you were ready for the next movement that she needed to make really spoke to the presence that you were bringing to the conversation.
100%. Yes. I think you hit, we're going to move in a moment to what we might have done differently. I think you all really hit most of the notes that I made. just a couple other things I want to pull out that just worked so well. When Natalie was talking about, you know, how can she move forward and support couples if she's having trouble in her partnership? And Julia said, I completely understand, right? She normalized that. If it were me, I may have even said I've been there before too, right? But that normalization, oh, I see Bruce's hand is up. See it. You have to say to Bruce.
I just had a quick comment. I noticed, you know, it's when you said, what would you tell? I can't remember the exact words. What would you tell that young girl now? And that I was waiting for the answer. And then you let a couple seconds go. And then you said, she's listening now. Mm-hmm. Changed it from a cognitive question to an embodied question. It was an amazing thing to watch.
Yes. So yes. 100%. So glad that you're pulling that out. Well, we'll get back to that. Yes, 100%. Kim.
Sorry, I
had. And it's so amazing, right? How one question can shift that. Kim.
So yes, thank you for letting me say one more thing. In addition to what Bruce just raised, and she kept making it embodied. There were several times where I felt like she did that, but she also, Nat would have an aha or oh my gosh, you know, she became aware of something. That I often want to hang around there. And Julia acknowledged that and then kept the process moving. She wouldn't just get stuck there and not keep the conversation going. And it happened several times where Nat was having these awarenesses and she kept grounding it in the present or bringing it back to what she was trying to help her see even more of.
Yes. Yeah. 100. She acknowledged there was a moment for that acknowledgement, but then not the getting stuck there. Good. I'm trying to just see if there's anything else. Yeah. Just so much around just the, you know, just little things that created awareness and especially acknowledged and celebrated the client, you know, that's to be expected. Normalizing her experience. I felt that for you in my body towards the end. When Natalie was talking about how she could see herself holding her little girl's hand, Julia responded, I felt that for you in my body, right? Such a confirmation and an acknowledgement, really important one. All right, Julia, you there?
Yes.
You taking all this in? I hope you're taking it in.
I am. A part of me is trying to resist it, but I am here.
Good. If you could do one thing differently, like if you could go back to that session and do one thing differently, if anything, what might you do differently?
I would have taken some time out for myself to ground myself. I had to silence all my own noises. You know, I felt like everybody was staring at me.
Everybody was staring at you. So you would have taken a little time in the beginning just to give yourself some space.
Yes, and a little longer of a conversation before we got into it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how she was doing and a little bit more of an easing into it rather than a clock. Go. Which is what I felt I did. Last so, question.
Sorry, say that last part.
Less questions.
Why less questions?
I felt that I could have listened more. Instead, there was this part that's like, you have half an hour, you need to help her.
Make it. So that was part of your part. So tell me if I'm getting this right. What I'm hearing is that you're recognizing that part of your pacing had to do with like, I need to get her to the end. We have 30 minutes. Okay. Like, and if that yeah. wasn't there in the back of your mind, you would have slowed down a little bit more.
Yeah, completely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If I didn't have that pressure on myself to perform.
Yeah. Yes. So a couple of things I want to pull out from what you're saying, and we'll work backwards. So that's a huge awareness, right? That when there's the pressure to perform, you might speed things up a little bit, right? And the session was amazing. Like it was great. And also I can see how slowing some of the pacing down just a little bit, Natalie may have been able to take even more. She was so much was coming out of her, like so many, right? And so possibly some more integration could have happened if the pace was a little bit slower. So I think that that's really fair, and that's important for you and for all of us to hear. And I love what you're sharing about the giving yourself a moment in the beginning, right? And that's something for all of us as practitioners to consider. Me too, sometimes I just go session to session to session to session, you know, right? But having a little space to make sure, even when I go session to session, I make sure I'm at least grounded at the beginning of the day. And then as I can reground, right? But for us to have space to be full, you know, I don't want to say fully grounded. I don't even know what fully grounded means, but to be, you know, grounded as best we can going into a session can make a difference and probably impacts the pacing that we then take our clients through as well. Beautiful. Good. All right. And so I would love to hear from everyone. And again, this isn't a critique. This is, you know, ideas for learning. What are some things that you might have done differently? And also, what questions, if any, do you have for Julia around choices that she made in the session? So what are some things that you might have done differently, and or what questions would you have for the practitioner? Jenny and Mark.
Hi, yeah, we both have a comment, if that's yep. okay. And I just want to say first, agree with all the comments about what was well. I loved how Julia honored what is so much and really set the container in the beginning and ask great questions. And just one thing I would bring up, I like to ask permission before doing anything somatic. So like in the beginning about taking deep breaths, I think I would have asked, would it be okay if we do that? And it's totally okay if it's not, or I would have asked some permission around the breaths in the beginning. And then also about in talking to the part, I would have said, would you like to talk to her right now? Like a little before doing anything kind of somatic or vulnerable, like that's really internal or somatic, I like to ask permission. And part of this is coming from my own filter of, I know that for me, I have some trauma around some somatic experiences in the past. And so I feel more of a sense of agency and control when I have that extra step. So that's just one thing.
Yeah, 100%. We were actually just talking about this in Sacred Power. Being a trauma-informed practitioner means that we understand that anybody that we come in contact with may have trauma in their experience. And our job, some of us in our scope, it is going to be to work with their trauma, but that doesn't have to be in our scope. But part of our job is to be aware of it and make sure that we have practices that don't re-trigger traumas in a way. And sometimes something as small as let's close your eyes and take some breaths. For some people can do that. So always asking permission, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, part of yourself, you know, giving agency can really help with that. What I do want to say as an addendum to that is once you're working with a client for a while, you may not necessarily every time have to get the permission once you've kind of been through it a bit, obviously before big things, yes. But sometimes it can also be implied after there's been a history. Good. Mark, did you want to share something too?
First, I just want to also say that it was amazing. I agree with everything everyone said. And Julia, when you said that, you know, you felt like everyone was staring at you, it came across as you were like so comfortable and so present. So I just really wanted to acknowledge that. And I noticed that for me, just in the beginning, that a question I would have asked when she said about questioning something about what she wants to teach other women and like, who am I to teach that? And so what would have come up for me as the coach would be to ask a question like, well, so what is it that you want to teach women? And I might've asked a question about which direction she most wanted to go in. Cause I felt like there was some piece around work and I never quite heard like what is the thing that's going on there that she was asking herself if she was that she's asking herself whether she's actually qualified to teach. So you would have just asked some clarifying questions about that. Not that that would have been better. I thought that it went directly exactly where it needed to go and was great. But I just noticed if I'd been in that role, would have asked a few questions around that topic.
Yeah, I love that. It's such a great example of each session is the client makes it and the practitioner makes each session what it is, because that would have been totally viable too and could have led to, you know, amazing things also, but going down a slightly different direction. I think a piece of what you're speaking to, Mark, not all of it, is that it was great in the beginning. Julia asked, you know, what is it that you want to get from our time together? Natalie answered, but I never felt like there was this clarification moment of this is what we want to get to by the end of the session. And I think if there was more clarification, and again, everything was amazing, it worked out great, but there could have been more clarification that could have then, are we going to ask about business? Are we going to ask about different things? So, you know, Natalie answered, she said something like, I want to get clarity on trusting myself. I want to be able to lean into discomfort when things aren't going into plan, which is great. Like that was a really good direction into what she wanted, but there could have been a reflection back so that there was clarity on what the end goal was. Good. Michelle.
First, I want to say, Julia and Nat, that was amazing. I esteem to be that kind of a coach. So thank you for that modeling, Julia. And at one point, Nat was experiencing a shift around how to keep moving through some of those doubts. And you could see things sort of lighting up. And I think at that moment for me, I would have asked her to sit with those feelings and really sort of notice what is happening in your body, what's lighting up, what's feeling alive, so that maybe later when the doubts come in, you could use that as a resource point to go back to those feelings. And I have a question for Julia, like asking about the little girl was just so brilliant, and I would have never asked at that moment in time. And so I was curious about, you know, what impelled you to move into that direction so quickly?
I think it's when I heard the two opposing thoughts in what she was saying that I knew that there was one who was here and one who was not here. And it didn't sound like anyone else, like her mom or anybody else. It sounded like a little girl, or maybe I saw myself in her. That just came out. It was like, it's the girl. It's the girl.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I wanna just pause on the first thing that you shared, Michelle. I agree with you there, especially we saw Natalie answered a lot of her questions by closing her eyes. And sometimes that can be a signal that someone is trying to locate a new feeling, in this case with the conversation going on, in their body. Kind of closing out the outside, you know, to kind of see what's inside. And so that can, you know, if we want to take it, that can be a great cue for a practitioner to slow it down and focus a little bit more on the body. And you started towards the end to do that, Julia. But like when you said, you know, you asked some kind of question of like, what would it feel like if you were to forgive? I didn't get to write down the whole question. And she closed her eyes. The answer was intellectual, it was cognitive, but you could tell she was going inward. You could say, now, how does that forgiveness feel in your body? Where does that forgiveness, where in your body are you feeling that feeling of forgiveness? Because she was already there, which is almost wanting to make that body memory of this new feeling, this new way of being. There were a couple of moments, where that happened. But when she was when she was holding the little girl's hand, you could tell she was already there anyway, which is why I think you said I could feel that, right? But even to just pause on that, even just a little bit more, how does it feel to hold? But how does it feel for her to have her hand held in this way? Linda.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, Julia and Nat, you're both amazing. There's two things. One is at the beginning, and you were actually touched on it already, Julia, is I felt it was a little rushed during the breathing part. And like Nat was just really still kind of like you had guided her through the breaths and she was still, and you said, okay, let's, you know, whatever word you use to, you know, to signal that's it. And she was still in that place. And so you said it a couple times. And I just felt that it was like a little like pressure, like hurry up, we got to get going. And what was the other thing? When you drew upon these experiences that Nat had in the past where, you know, she didn't do something that she, you know, she didn't feel good about what she did. I mean, in the end she did, but where she, you know, had to, you know, release that, whatever that experience is. I would have liked to have seen like kind of settling in rather than a concept of all these experiences, the times where she had to kind of generalize in her head, is to pick one of those and be present with it and, you know, have that in her mind's eye when she was talking about it, rather than generalize the three experiences, because then it was more like in that experience of it rather than an intellectual thing of the three times that it happened. Yeah, that's it.
Beautiful. It's a nice point around how sometimes it can be easier to hone in on learnings. I didn't think, you know, both, and it obviously worked also very well the way Julia did it, but an alternative way for sure to hone in on the one and look more specifically. Beautiful. Okay, we have just a few minutes left. I want to mention just a couple of other things and then do some takeaways. Oh, and I want to hear from Natalie too. And again, these are just everything it unfolded beautifully. Like it didn't need to unfold any way other than it did. But just a couple of other pieces. Strategizing. So there was some strategizing, like we said, towards the end, you know, when the self-doubt comes up, what are you going to do differently? But there could have been, you did have those extra like 4 minutes at the end to kind of pin down a little bit more. Okay. So what are the actions now that you've had all of these awarenesses, we've mentioned lots of different things. What are some specific things, next step actions that you want to take? What are you inspired to do? Right. Cause also that's a great moment. Like the client has had these openings. That is the moment to act, right? What would you like to do in your business this week or whatever it is, right? So to do some strategizing from there. And also strategizing around some of the inner, because she mentioned a lot of different inner pieces, but they didn't get pinned down. So what would it mean to be grounded every day? She said she wanted to meditate, but like what would that actually look like practically for her? She mentioned also she wanted to communicate about the vulnerability more. That piqued my interest. Like, what does that mean? What would that look like to communicate more about the vulnerability? So some of that strategizing, and even you can pull strategizing out of little things that are big things. Like when she had that moment of it's supposed to be scary, like to me as a practitioner, I would have been like, okay, that is a writer downer. What do you want to do? How do you want to remind yourself of this on a daily basis, that it's supposed to be scary, that we welcome scary, right? So to just the strategizing action homework. Okay, I know we're almost at the end. If everybody can hang on just an extra 2 or 3 minutes so we can wrap up. Natalie, I just want to come back to you. We've been talking a lot about Julia. We've been talking also a lot about you, Natalie. I wanted you to have a word. Any like last words or just anything you want to share about the experience?
Oh, wow. I mean, I just want to first of all say, Julia, thank you so much, because I was really nervous and really in my head. And I was like, wow, you just, that grounding at the beginning, it was just exactly what I needed. And you just held such a loving, warm, beautiful space, you know, just watching you was just making me feel at ease. And I really felt like you were holding me. I really felt you holding me. And so thank you so much, and thank you for everything that everyone else shared as well. Like, I just learned so much from that feedback as well. So yeah, thank you Julia. You're amazing. I would have paid good money for that.
I love it. And it was awesome to witness you, Natalie, and to witness the openings and the learnings. It was palpable for me. All right, before we wrap, I'd love for everybody to just take, write down what is it that you're taking away for yourself from our time together today? And I'd love to hear from a few of you on this or in the chat. What's your big takeaway from our call today? What's something that you've learned or validated inside of yourself? What are you taking away? Naomi.
I'm taking away trusting intuition. I felt as I was listening and witnessing Julia, there's a moment when I questioned, oh, and I thought, huh, that question seems very similar to what was just asked. And yet it brought out so much depth. And so it was like the perfect intuitive path to take. So I appreciate that in you, Julia, and want to honor that and practice that within myself.
Yes, I love that. Beautiful. Dottie.
Thank you to Nat and Julia so much. I learned so much, and I'm really grateful that I was here for this today. My big takeaway is that things can go in so many directions, and it's okay. And that really is okay. and that's helpful to me.
Yes, it's one of the things I want everybody to really take, just keep on taking. There's not one way. You know, how I would do it is different than how Julia would do it, from Natalie, for me, and they're all wonderful ways, right? There are many ways.
Yeah, thank you. Can you describe writer downer a little bit more, Joanna?
Sometimes when a client says something, I'll do this sometimes in class too, where it's like, ooh, it strikes a chord. You can feel like it's a new, I don't know, like mantra for them, or a new belief that's going to support them so much. I'll say, you know, that's a writer downer, you know, something to write down, something to come back to. Is there a practice that you want to create, you know, that, and when we get to rewiring thought patterns, we'll look deeper into kind of some of this as well, but to kind of drill down on, this is a new thing that feels important, a new belief.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Sending you all a ton of love. We're off next week, but hopefully I'll see some of you at Art of Client Transformation. If you need anything, let us know. Have a great rest of your day.